Hey everybody, this is Jeffrey Powers from Geekazine, and you are watching This Week in Google Glass, episode number 21. We've got a new pair of Google Glass with us. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers from Geekazine, Think Magazine, put in a geek, you've got Geekazine, and of course, This Week in Google Glass over at twig.tv, T-W-I-G-G.tv, unless you want to put the whole URL in, then it's thisweekinggoogleglass.com. And as always, I have my co-host with me, Mr. Luke Wallace. How you doing, Luke?
Doing good, Jeff. Yeah, you're out there and trying to reach me. I'm Luke Luca on Twitter, or Luke at twig.tv. That's T-W-I-G-G.tv. Two G's on that.
Lots of G's.
Yeah, lots of G's.
He's got the G's going down.
Yeah.
Cheese in the G. Anyway, so and we have a special guest this week. This week, of course, last week the big news was brand new Google Glass, and we're going, ooh, brand new Google Glass. But then we started saying, well, is there any difference between Google Glass and Google Glass V2 or whatever they're going to call it? But Chris Pick has got his first pair of Google Glass, and his first pair is the second version of Google Glass. Mr. Chris Pick, why don't you tell us who you are and where people can reach you?
Yeah, my name is Chris Pick. I'm an Android developer by trade, and reach me at vMenu on Twitter, or you can search for Chris Pick in Google Plus. You'll be able to find me pretty easily.
vMenu, you're into virtualization stuff, or?
Virtualizing restaurant menus.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. I got to get a restaurant, though. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So, first of all, before we get started, so just so you know, last week I went out to UW-Platteville, and I did my show, what I called the Power of Glass. It was the session, and I had a fun time. I got to hang with the they actually put together a minor of entrepreneurship at UW-Platteville. So I got to sit and eat pizza and talk to all the entrepreneurs. And one guy is actually being an entrepreneur in painting, and another guy is working in the ag industry. So I got to talk. I actually got to talk about startups and entrepreneurialism more than I did about Google Glass. But we had the session on Google Glass, and everybody said it was a hit. I'm supposed to be getting the video this week, and I'll be reviewing it. And if everything works, then I'll put it up on my YouTube channel over at youtube.com/geekazine, and you can check it out over there. Luke, did you have anything special go on this week for you?
Not really, but I did want to give a shout out. If people are watching this and they watched last week's episode, we talked with Sarah Hill with Veterans United, and it was pretty neat. Just the day after we did last week's recording, she actually got a shout out on from Google when they did all their big updates for Google Plus with all the new Auto Awesome and Hangout and all the new stuff. And so it was kind of neat. So people should go check out that, you know, last week's episode to see her.
Exactly. It's always fun to talk with Sarah Hill, and she's got a great audience, and of course she's a great advocate of glass and doing all this stuff for veterans. It was a great hour of talking. But did I say it was great? It was great. So anyway, let's talk about this week. And this week, of course, last week we talked about it for a very brief moment because they just announced it that morning. And it was more of a somebody forced their hand and they said, okay, well, yeah, we've got another version of Google Glass coming out. And I thought it would take a few weeks before we actually got somebody to talk about Google Glass, the second version on. But apparently they're already sending them out to people, which is really exciting. And Chris, this is your first pair. By the way, this is my fifth pair of Google Glass. So this is your first pair of Google Glass, and it looks like you got the Shale version. Tell us your experience. Did you have to go somewhere? Did they send them to you? Did you do a hangout? What's the process now?
Sure. So one of my friends on Google Plus was one of the original explorers, and he got three invites. I think it was last Monday, and I asked him if I could get one of the invites to the Glass Explorer program. So he sent my name in, and on Thursday afternoon or Thursday early evening, I got an email from Google with a sign-up code. I just went to the website, signed up, and punched in my Google Wallet account and large sucking sound later out of my wallet. They said my order was complete. And then I got a tracking number.
Like that?
Yeah, exactly. And I got a tracking number Friday, probably 1 a.m. And Friday morning at 10:30 in the morning, knock on the door, it's there.
Wow. That's amazing. I figured it would at least be a week or so to get them, because usually it's a 3 to 5 day process. But you noticed that your glass actually didn't come from California. It also came from Louisville, Kentucky, right?
Right, and I think that's maybe the same place where the new Nexus 4s are shipping from also. I actually ordered one of those on Thursday also, which still isn't here, which is rather amusing that the glass, you know, was here next day and that's still...
Well, it was the Nexus 5, and I'm guessing that there's a few thousand Nexus 5s that they have to go through, whereas Google Glass is kind of not as much so, because there is a $1,500 price tag on that.
Probably.
So, and you did have a $1,500 price tag, right?
That is correct. I paid $1,500 plus whatever exorbitant tax rate we have here in Texas.
Okay. Where are you located in Texas?
I'm in a little suburb of Dallas called Rowlett.
Oh, Raleigh, Texas. Okay, fun little place. So let's talk a little bit about Google Glass. And we looked it over. We were looking it over before we even started this Hangout session up, and we're seeing not too much difference between this pair of Google Glass and Chris's pair of Google Glass. Why don't you take them off and show everybody in the camera what they look like? Of course, the earbud is the big thing. Now that's the
That is
the pair of Google Glass. As you can see, it's got the bone conductivity on there, because that was one of the big questions, was the bone conductivity gone, or was it just now a companion with this USB monopod? But you still have the bone conductivity, right?
Yep, that's right there.
And then, of course, you've got this new mono bud that you can plug into your ear and get some sound. Otherwise, to me, it looks exactly like Luke's in my pair of glass.
Yeah, it seems like it, from what we can compare earlier, it does seem like it looks identical.
Now, there is one thing that you didn't get that we got, and that is that you get the shades, but you didn't get a clear pair of shades. Why don't you pull up those shades again? I want to see something. I think I know where the difference is at this point.
Sure. And I can turn this is the facing you as I'd be wearing it, then if you want to look at it from the back side.
No, that's interesting. Okay, so you got a regular pair of shades. What I saw online was that middle piece right there, because it's the middle piece actually, if you look at it, it's got like two little spring ends into it, and that's when you put it in the glass, it turns into the glass, and those springs push in, and it keeps a tight fit. But I saw another pair of shades online, and that piece was actually a little bit bigger, a little bit thicker, like they redesigned it. But it looks like you got a regular pair of shades, just like Luke's and mine.
Kind of looks like it. I mean, if I hold it up, I'm not going to snap it in right now, but
yeah,
looks a lot like it. I don't know if yours has it. These shades do have two little screws on the front.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's got the two little screws. So basically what I'm talking about is there's a company called Warby. What was the name? Do you remember the name, Luke?
Warby Parker?
Something or other.
Something like that?
Yeah, I actually met one of them. I was at a Ford event in June at Warby Parker. That's what it was. I was at a Ford event in June, and I actually got to meet the person, the social media person behind Warby Parker, which is based in New York City. And they have, which is really interesting, they have a nice startup area inside of one of their shops that they work with. And I can't remember the whole thing, but the idea was that they're big in social media, so to be paired up with Google is pretty much a no-brainer on that one. So, but apparently prescription frames can fit in those, but they can't fit in ours. Luke, any thoughts on how that's going to work, how that's working out? Or?
No, like you said, we're kind of looking at them, and it looks like it has the same little set screw that kind of holds this frame piece on. So I'm not really seeing any reason why this first generation wouldn't be able to use the same prescription, you know, frames that the second one does. So maybe it was just a miscommunication on somebody's part that, you know, the new ones are required for that, or maybe there's something subtle that we're just not seeing between them. I don't know. Like you said, they look pretty much identical as far as form factor goes. Now, no one's done a teardown yet, so we don't know if the processor's bigger, if the battery's bigger. You know, we're hoping that that's part of it. But other than that, we're not really sure what the differences are.
I have, as you were speaking, I kind of have a theory, and this comes from wearing glasses. When you wear a pair of glasses, well, Luke, when you wear your glasses with Google Glass, how well can you see the lens? Is it blurry? Is it clear or what?
It's pretty clear. The real awkward part is trying to fit them over the actual prescription glasses and get, you know, these sitting on top of your glasses. So really being able to replace the frame is the critical part. I don't know. Maybe there's a different coating on the actual, you know, prism.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Because when you wear a pair of glasses, you've got a different prescription in front of you. So when you're looking at this lens, so you're looking at, you got the glass here, you got the lens here. So yeah, that's got to be blurry, right?
Actually, for me, it's quite clear once I put them on. Like, it sharpens up a little bit. My eyes aren't so bad that I can't read it without glasses, but it gets really sharp when I have my glasses on. So
okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Chris, do me a favor. Swipe all the way where it says settings.
Yep.
And tap on that. And then you should have your Wi-Fi setting, right?
Yep.
And swipe forward. You got probably your Bluetooth.
Yep.
Swipe forward. You got device info. And we already checked that's an XC10.
Yep.
Swipe forward. You got the head wake up.
Yep.
Once again, you got the on-head detection.
Yes.
And then the volume?
Volume, yeah.
And then guest mode?
Correct. That's
anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Because the only thing that I'm thinking of is that there's got to be maybe some sort of focus in here.
Maybe.
To focus for prescription lens. And maybe that's just something that XE11 will come out with.
Yeah, it's always possible that this is just, like, there's stuff in the hardware that it's just not unlocked yet. I mean, and we do know that earbud thing, that seems to be new. I guess if, you know, Chris and I get together beforehand, or if somebody else that has them, maybe we can try popping that earbud into my pair and just see if it works. I really doubt it will, but you never know, I guess.
Well, I was told that this version is Android 4.1, or is it 4.3? But the newest version has a version of Android in it that has USB audio inside of it.
Hmm.
And because of that, yeah, you're absolutely right. If we plugged in the USB in a headset in there, it probably would not work unless we did some sort of jailbreaking of the glass and maybe worked with the firmware and updated the firmware or something like that. But right now, that from what I read, it was if you plugged it in, because I actually asked, I went over to over on plus.google.com. There's an actual community for the glass users, and I simply said, "Hey, is this the only difference with the new version of Google Glass? Is this earbud? And if that's the case, can I just get an earbud and plug it in?" And they said, "No, that's the update in the Android version would make the big difference." Now, Chris, you said you're wearing the earbud right now. Let's take a look at that really quick.
Sure. Hard to
apparently, it's not that easy to take off.
Which is good.
Not going to fall out.
So it's an earbud. Is it a molded? Yeah, it's a semi-molded, not customized molded.
Right.
Earbud, and it's got a way to actually shorten the cord.
Yes. Almost so like pulling blind, you know, when you shorten the string on blinds. It's,
okay. It's did you have to push on the earbud to get it to move the cord or no?
No.
Okay.
It's just held in there with tension on the fabric that's coating the wire.
Okay, so then that just plugs right into the USB, mini USB that's on the bottom side of the glass, and then you can plug the earbud right into your ear, just like you would a headset or something like that.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So that's that. I guess that's one of the just one of the biggest options, besides the fact that it's got. They're saying it's got, or they're hinting that it's got a better processor in it, and they're hinting at the battery life. If you were to take, have you taken any movies or pictures or anything with that yet, Chris?
I did a few videos with it with my kids and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Did you notice what the battery levels were like before and after?
I did not know.
Okay. Because that'd be interesting to see how the, if there is an extended battery life, or if it's just, you know, maybe the processors found new coating that helps with the battery life or something like that. Luke, have you heard anything about any of the insides? Or once again, we're all on the blind on this, right?
Yeah, I think until somebody's willing to actually crack them open and, you know, analyze it, but I think there's some warranty issues with that, so I think most people wouldn't want to try that. Not really made to be open, but I would be curious just to hear kind of Chris's experience on, you know, just battery life in general. Does it feel like it's something that you've used a lot, or, you know, or something you get a full day out of, or does it feel kind of, you know, lackluster?
It's kind of interesting, actually, because up until this morning, I really hadn't had any issues using it pretty much all day. I mean, it's pretty good about, you know, turning the screen off pretty quickly in between, you know, asking it to do things for you. But one thing this morning, I was just trying to ask it, you know, what's the weather going to do today, pretty, you know, through the Google search. And it kept coming back and saying, sorry, I did not catch that, over and over again. And I probably spent 5 minutes, like, talking to myself, asking Glass, hey, what's the weather today? And it kept saying that, and I wasn't sure if it was, you know, a Wi-Fi issue, Bluetooth issue. I ended up turning off both the Glass and my Nexus 4, and it ended up fixing itself, and it started working. But in the 5 minutes that I spent asking it to, you know, what the weather was, it drained the battery down to 90% from 100%.
Interesting. All right, so and once again, we might not see a big difference until XE11 comes out, which it, surprisingly, there has been no mention of XE11 just yet, unless you've heard of anything.
No, I haven't heard anything on that. I mean, it's generally once a month, and the last one was just, you know, 2 weeks ago maybe, so it's been, you know, we still have another couple of weeks before we could really expect much of anything, and it maybe XE11 won't come until everybody has the new pair, or till, you know, most people have the new pair. They were talking about that 60-day window that they're going to give everybody who has a current, you know, V1 to trade them in. So we may see XE11 during that. You know, they haven't really given any signs, and there aren't a lot of rumors yet about what's going to be in that. So.
Okay. Well, so far, we're seeing a new pair of Google Glass. That's what Chris Pick has. We're not seeing much difference with the pair of Google Glass, except for the fact it has an earbud. He doesn't have a clear pair of shades, which is kind of sad. For, you know, you pay $1,500 and you get only one pair of shades with that. Maybe there's just that people didn't want to have that second pair. I don't know. I'm glad that I have mine. But we're not seeing too much just yet, and possibly on the hardware. And of course, if you have any questions, we do have the live question area. You just go up to Geekazine. That's plus.google.com/plusGeekazine, and click on the window. They'll give you the drop down for the questions and answers. You can ask a question there. Also check on the YouTube page to see if there's any questions coming from that end as well. So. Anything else? So you got the new experience coming through this, Chris, with glasses. And this isn't your first pair. So what do you like? What don't you like? First impressions on glass.
First impressions, I think, you know, the being able to see it so clearly, kind of blows you away, and everyone that's seen it, that I've been, you know, that's seen me wear it and tried it on since I got it, it's kind of blown away also, you know, just by what it provides me in such a small form factor. I think my biggest issue is that without going online and going through some of the tutorials and stuff, it doesn't easily tell you how to navigate through everything just putting it on. I mean, I'm not one to read manuals, so, you know, a little walkthrough would be great to just hear, you know, just to go through and learn the navigation, how to get to the settings. You know, I didn't even have the configuration set for the auto, I guess, removing the glasses from my head until this morning when I was just messing around and finally discovered that menu.
Okay. Well, that, I guess that is an advantage from for me going and of course, Luke going to the locations to actually have somebody fitting it for him. I'm surprised that nobody's none of the glass explorers are doing like one-on-one hangouts or anything like that with anybody to kind of get them going. Has anybody offered any type of support like that, Chris?
Hold on 1 second. Sorry.
That's okay. You're watching This Week in Google Glass. Jeffrey Powers here. If you have any questions, Jeff at twig.tv, post questions. Of course, we can always ask Chris and talk for a later show. And, of course, Luke Wallace, what are your thoughts on this with this new version of Google Glass so far?
Oh, I mean, I think it's neat. I'm sure that there's, you know, some stuff that they have in mind. Like you said, maybe there's some more stuff that'll unlock with XE11. Hopefully it's getting more towards that final, you know, hardware and firmware that we're looking for with, you know, a new version of Android or whatever they've got built in. So it's exciting to see. It would have been cool if it had, you know, if the form factor had changed a little bit, maybe the prism got a little smaller, you know, kind of addressed some of those concerns. But I think it's still early and we don't really know what, you know, where it's going to be when it finally comes out.
Okay. All right, so Chris, mm-hmm. I forgot the question I asked you earlier.
I think it was about having people help, like other explorers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hangouts. So there did seem to be some help assistance for it, but I kind of wanted to try and figure out what I didn't know first before running off and asking some questions that would have been, you know, probably solved by reading the instructions.
Okay.
Following some of the videos and stuff, so it's kind of interesting. Going back to the little earbud, one thing that I've noticed, you know, I've only had this for what 3 days, you know, 3 full days, I guess. I've already lost the earbud 3 times.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just misplacing it. I mean, it's so tiny. It's worse than losing my phone or, you know, a remote in the house. I mean, it's, you take it, huh. You know, you got to plug in your charger, so you got to unplug the earbud. And remember where you're doing that. So,
did they say how much a replacement earbud would cost?
They did not, but it was on the Glass store. I don't remember what the pricing was.
I think it was $50.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
On the Glass accessory, which is, you know, seems like a lot for a mono earbud.
Yeah, I totally agree. Is there a store now or?
There were some, I guess that was something that kind of happened this week where there was somebody leaked some pictures, you know, screenshots of a Google Glass accessory website, and people were theorizing that it would be up as part of this new release of the version 2.
So I did have the opportunity to add items like the clear glass, an extra earbud, an extra carrying bag, things like that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting. I was looking to see if there was a store. Apparently, they now have up on the in the discussions area. I got Justin B, and he's saying I'm after working with some a couple months with lens crafters that he's put together a prescription pair of lenses that he has on his glass right now. Hmm. And it was called Spectra. What is it? Spectra. Let me call it up here. Spectra Clesfi. Oh, Spectacles FYI. I don't know. That's kind of a weird URL. But they apparently made a special version of lenses for this person, and he has them on his glass. Pretty interesting picture. I'll post that in the show notes, since most people can't get to this link from Justin B. But and of course it's got his own center match on there. So pretty interesting stuff. Once again, we're just trying to figure it all out. And I have put in requests for Google to come on to the show and talk a little bit more about glass, especially since we've got 60 days to say, yeah, I want to keep this pair or upgrade. And there was one person say, why wouldn't you want to upgrade? And it's simply because of the fact that, you know, this is the first original pair, and that's going to be the next generation. So if you're in it kind of for the collector value on it in 20 years, this will be a lot more valuable than Chris's pair of Google Glass. And you just got to say, hey, is this something that's worth upgrading? So, Luke, what are your thoughts on upgrading?
I'm pretty much certain going to do it. I might switch colors. I'm thinking about maybe switching to white or something like that. I don't know. We'll have to see what the upgrade thing. But they've also, yeah, talked about the prescription lenses and if there's going to be any limitation on it. I do think the earbud would be nice for those times when maybe you're driving and you've got a lot of, you know, kind of noise that you deal with in the car. And so it's like, I think there's enough reasons that I would want to do the upgrade. And yeah, there's a certain collector aspect to it, but you know, I think just being on the latest and greatest in the end will probably be more worthwhile.
Okay. All right, well, that's the information we have. Chris, thank you very much for showing us. We've got a couple things that we can talk about really quick, and the big one was earlier this week, or late last week. Actually, it was about Tuesday or Wednesday. A picture came up on Google Plus saying that somebody in California had gotten a ticket for wearing their Google Glass, and which I was very surprised on. Especially since Google Glass is actually higher, if you're sitting in the car, the rear view mirror is right here to your glass, which is up here, and it's not as much of a distraction. But with prescription lenses being put into Google Glass, where somebody like you, Luke, who wears prescription glasses, you won't be able to just take off that pair of Google Glass to go. So what are your thoughts on this person in California getting a ticket?
It sounds like there's probably more to the story than just, you know, the glass part of it. But yeah, I agree. You know, it's like I'm either going to get a ticket for not wearing prescription glasses or I'm going to get a ticket for wearing Google Glass. And then when that's the same thing, you know, what do they do? And then I could, you know, you make the argument of like, what about all the GPS systems people have? So if it's about, you know, watching something, you know, and being distracted by it, you know, all those GPS systems are going to have to come out of the cars, and those are, you know, built in, and you know, they're an expensive feature to add in. So it seems odd that they would, you know, go about this and write this ticket. But we haven't really heard what the fallout is, so I don't think it'll end up being a big deal in the end. But you never know.
So are you saying, well, first of all, I'm looking at the ticket, and I don't have the regular software, so I can't show the desktop here. Loaded up, but the actual citation, well, the first citation was exceeding 65 miles per hour, so they probably got stops for speeding. But yeah, they also get, it's kind of like if you're stopped, they notice you're not wearing a seatbelt, they're going to ticket you for a seatbelt. But this person got also got a citation for driving with monitor visible to driver. So, and what that is basically, you know, how you have those DVD monitors where you have the kids watching the cartoons and stuff like that. If you had that monitor sitting right underneath your rear view mirror, that's actually illegal. But if it's behind you, or if it's viewable to the passenger but not to you, then it's not illegal. So that's what they got cited for. They're saying that this is that same monitor that a DVD monitor would be. And which I think is completely ridiculous, but you know, that's me. Chris, what are your thoughts on the ticket?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we're going to see what ends up panning out, but I kind of go on the same plane as you as far as, you know, if it's meant to be like a DVD player, you know, it's obviously it's not. I read through the law, actually, when it came out. And, you know, it says if it's a navigation thing or if it's a, I think, a business productivity. Sorry. If it's a business productivity thing, that's not allowed in the car, visible to the driver while it's moving. So, but, you know, I don't see how they can prove that you weren't looking at GPS maps versus trying to read, you know, a Google Drive document and edit it or something while you're driving down the road, which seems totally ludicrous. Like, why you'd even try to do that with glass?
I don't know. I've snapped a couple pictures just by simply doing this while I was driving. That doesn't even, you know, as long as I'm not looking at the screen, I'm not distracted by that. So really quick, actually, we didn't look. Chris, did you actually have a camera button up on top?
Yeah, I do have a camera button on top, and I'm guessing it's like yours. Press it once to take a picture and long press it for a video.
Okay. It just popped in my head, so I just thought I'd ask that question.
And while you were talking there real quick, sorry to backtrack a bit, but
that's okay.
I did pull up the Get Glass, like the glass stuff, google.com/getglass, and it's got the store there where I can buy accessories with the pricing. I don't know if you want me to go over what it shows right now.
So that's at what, glass.google.com/getglass?
/getglass, yeah.
I don't think I've been to that website since I set up my account.
And it says the clear shield that says it's compatible with glass purchased after 10/28 onward.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would that be? That just doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, here we go. So an extra mono earbud is $50. A clear shield is $75. An extra cable and charger, $50. That I this is a good idea because I've always wanted extra cable and charger, and an extra pouch is $50. Although I've got two pouches, they sent when this pair came, they sent me a whole new box with pouch and everything. So, and those are out of stock.
Yeah, I think it's only the clear shield that's in stock, right?
Yeah, that's the clear shield. So if you want a clear shield and you've got $75 to spend on that, then go for it. So I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, we expected the accessories to come out, but I don't know. Are these prices, Luke? What do you think of these prices? Are they aligned or not?
Oh, they seem a little high to me. Yeah, the clear plastic, you know, shades, if you want to call them that. I guess it's really more of a windscreen or something, which, you know, riding a bike, I could see that being nice, but still $75 for, you know, kind of clip-on shades, it seems like a lot. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me too much, but it does seem like a lot to me.
Yeah. So I get it now why you didn't get a pair of clear shades there, Chris, because they wanted you to pay the extra $75 for the clear shades.
Well, that and like just the extra cable and charger. I mean, it's just a USB charging cable.
Well, it's a faster charge cable, and in all reality, if your pair of Google Glass dies and you've been using, you know, some micro USB charger that you got from your Kindle or from another device, and they find out that you've been using that, they can kind of void your warranty for that. That's part of the terms of service. So,
right.
That's having that second charge cable and charger is not a bad idea. Although they still haven't addressed how you charge it in the car because there is no car charger for your glass. So, Luke, it looks like you had something to say there.
No, I was just thinking you could buy an inverter, you know, get one of those things that puts a 120 outlet in your car, and you plug in the standard wall charger. So, you know.
going back to the ticket and stuff like that, I saw a very interesting. I wish I could show this to you, but up on Google Plus today there was a picture. I guess somebody took a picture of a cabbie in Hong Kong, and their cab was decked out with all these screens, like phones. There was a phone that was from 2002 over here, and like an old Nokia phone, and then they had like two or three tablets right here. Here's the steering wheel, and they decked it out from left to right with a whole bunch of tablets and smartphones and stuff like that. And if you can, if I find that, I'll post it up on Google Plus. But just if you see that picture, it's an amazing picture. So as us Americans are driving and getting tickets for our pair of Google Glass, keep in mind there's other people in other countries that are doing way worse than what we're doing right now. So anyway, so that was the other big news. Was there any other news, Luke, that we wanted to go over?
I think we've covered it all pretty much. I was going to ask Chris about if he had been driving at all with them and using that earbud. Did that make any difference, or kind of what was his experience?
Yeah, I found that using the earbud made it a lot easier while driving. It felt like almost the vibration from my car interfered with like the bone conducting earpiece when I didn't have it in. It was like, kind of felt like the back of my ear was just vibrating away when I wasn't using it.
We actually got it's not really a question, it's more of a comment from Cameron Kelly, who's watching the show, and he said, "That's flopping awesome." I have no idea what that means, flopping awesome. But thank you very much, Cameron, for adding some commentary on there. So, it actually is flopping awesome if you think about it. Even this pair or your pair of Google Glass, and Chris, I'm thinking that probably when I get asked to do my upgrade, I'll probably do that. Now, our only question now is, how do we get the upgrade? And I'm still believe it's going to be just like me doing my broken pair of glass. I'll get an RMA box, and then I'll send the RMA box, and then they'll send me with this pair of Google Glass to them, and then they'll send me a new pair of Google Glass, unless I've got a credit card where I can plop down $1,500 on hold. Then they'll send me glass, and then I'll send them this pair back, and then they'll take the hold off the Google Glass. Have you heard anything different on that, Luke, or...?
No, I haven't heard anything different. I did want to find out if you had picked any winners to give your three invites to from last week. I know we teased that a little bit of people that responded, and that we would not pay for their glass, but we would give them the opportunity to buy it themselves.
I didn't just yet, because people still have a few more days.
Okay.
I am going to keep it up until Friday, and then I'm going to make my picks on the invites. So you'll know the picks, because there's not going to be an episode next week, because I'm actually going to be in Tucson, Arizona next week. But you'll know you were picked, because you'll get an email saying that you'll get the Explorer Glass. Now, Luke was talking about is, if you go over to my page, which is now plus.google.com/+JeffreyPowers, Jeffrey Powers, you can find the post that I talked about if I had Google Glass, and geek out. I did an extra hashtag, geek out on glass, and if you add your story, and don't just say I'd like to take pictures or I like to draw colors or anything like that, one-liners are pretty much going to get disqualified. You give me a couple paragraphs on what it is, and then what we'll do is, in a couple weeks, we'll read the winners' stories on what they do if they had glass. So, do you know Chris at all if you're going to get any type of invites to send other people, or?
I haven't seen any yet. I've already had people asking me, "Hey, if you get any invites, can you send me one your way?" So, I haven't heard anything though.
Okay. Well, the biggest thing is that $1,500, and I think I made it very clear that, you know, if you're going to win, you better have the $1,500, because I'm not going to waste my pick on somebody that's just not going to buy it. That's simple as that. So, and then go from there. So, all right. Anything else we need to talk about this week? It was a very informative, yet not so much informative episode. Luke, any thoughts, closing thoughts?
Nope, I think it's going to be fun to see kind of what happens over the next month as people swap them out and we get the new versions in, and you know, of course, XD11, and get towards the end of the year, who knows what they'll do. So,
all right. And Chris, what are your plans for Glass? You got anything cooking down the way?
Yeah, I'm actually taking some flying lessons with my cousin. He's a certified flight instructor. So I've actually been wanting to use Glass, A, to document that, but also I've got some ideas for some glassware that I want to develop for Glass, centered around general aviation and flight instruction and flying. So that's kind of what I'm going to focus on, I think, in the near future.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see it. Chris, you're more than welcome to come back on the show. Just let us know, and I'll invite you for future episodes.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, well, this has been This Week in Google Glass. We explored the brand new pair of Google Glass. What we found out is they looked a lot like our pair of Google Glass. There's not much difference. There might be a little bit difference in the shades, especially when you start to get the prescription lenses. There might be a new type of clip that you use to get those prescription pairs, although people have been already working on their own pairs, prescription pairs of Google Glass out there. We also found out that tickets are now coming down the way, and you know, don't drive with glass in California unless you have the prescription pair on. Then you might have to go to court and say, hey, I've got to have this pair on because I won't be able to see otherwise. We've also found out that the earbud is something that you can lose very easily, and if you do lose it, it's going to cost you $50 to get another one, and it's going to cost you $75 for shades. So lots of different things there that make me wonder. I'm still going to go get the next pair when they send me an email and say, hey, we're going to trade you in for a new pair. I'm going to say yes, and then wait or pay the $1,500, depending on if I have the money or not. So, all right, well, that does it for this week This Week in Google Glass. My name is Jeffrey Powers, Jeff at twig.tv or Geekazine on Twitter. And Luke, where can people find you?
So Luke Luca on Twitter, that's LukeLuca, or Luke at twig.tv. Or, like you said, I got one of those short URLs for Google+, so it's actually google.com/+LukeWallace, and that'll take you over to my Google+ page.
All right. And Chris, did you get a short URL, a vanity URL for your Google Plus page too?
I did. It's google.com/+ChrisPick.
ChrisPick, that's an easy one. And of course, Geekazine is +Geekazine. And This Week in Google Glass is plus, I don't think I got a vanity URL for that, but it might be This Week in Google Glass. Not 100% sure. I got a whole ton of them this week, and I've just been going left and right on them. So, but if it is, it's going to be This Week in Google Glass for the Plus. So, all right, that does it for this episode of This Week in Google Glass. If you've got a pair of Google Glass, you want to show them off to the world, all you have to do is let us know, Jeff at twig.tv. That's twigg.tv, and we'll get you on the show. Go over to thisweekinggoogleglass.com or twig.tv to get to the website, and you'll see how you can get your get started and check out everything, all the past episodes of This Week in Google Glass. Until then, there's going to be no show next week as I'm heading off to Tucson, Arizona for a special event. But I will let everybody know through twig.tv who we pick for the three Google Glass invites and go from there. You guys take care, be safe, and we will see you in a couple weeks with another episode of This Week in Google Glass.